Hello, Lakers, and welcome back to another season and another episode of the I'm Doing Fine podcast, hosted by this year's peer educators at the University Counseling Center. It is Katie Bryant, a returning peer ed. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I am now a senior here at Grand Valley.
My name is also Katie. I am a sophomore this year, a first year peer ed. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And yeah, I'm Lexi. I'm a junior this year, and this is my first year as a peer ed. My pronouns are she, her, and I am majoring in psychology.
Hi everyone, my name is Emma Penny. My pronouns are she, her. I'm majoring in social work with a minor in Spanish, and this is my first year at the period.
And we are all just so excited to be talking with you guys today.
Yes.
Before we dive into some of the deeper topics, I thought we would just share with you guys how and what we were up to this summer and how the beginning of our semester's been. So for me, I don't know if you guys remember from last year, but I had the privilege to study abroad in Spain, in Sevilla. And guys, it was honestly a life-changing experience. It was so much fun. I saw something different every day. I got to meet some of my best friends, and it was honestly something I highly recommend each and every one of you guys do, whether you can study abroad or just travel. It's honestly so rewarding, and it takes your mind off of everything. But other than that, I did get a new job. I feel like I got a lot of new jobs last year too, but I got a new job now, and I am a psychiatric tech at Pinerest, which is extremely rewarding. And now I'm just in the process of applying for grad school. So if you stick with us this year, and hopefully you'll find out where I'll end up.
So this summer I also got a job at Pinerest, also
Yes.
as a psychiatric tech. Me and Katie aren't co-workers though, because
Unfortunately.
I work in the hospital and she works in residential, but I spent a lot of my time working this summer, which was not really that fun, but the money was fun. And I also visited my roommates from freshman year. Visited all of their hometowns. So that was definitely fun and interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to visit France with my parents, which was so fun. We went to Nice. For those of you that have been there, it's very coastal. It was really, really pretty. So I got to go to two national parks and really into national parks. So that was a big deal for me. And I even got to go camping. So I was
Lots of
enjoying my summer.
traveling.
Yeah, I'm
It's
all over the
really just
place.
eating it up this summer. It was a really good time. I got to spend a lot of time with my dog. So it was a good
Oh.
summer. Yeah.
I didn't do too whole lot this summer. I went back home, spent some time with family and friends. I traveled a bit. I went to Caseville and I went up to Frankenmuth,
Oh, so
which
cute.
I had like I went to Zenders, if you know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
I also did some summer classes at Grand Valley.
Yeah,
That's what I did too.
I feel like I always try to do summer classes to get ahead. It's always like stressful during, but afterwards I'm like, well, I'm thankful I did that because now I'm ahead. But now that you kind of have gotten yourselves introduced to us, I feel like it is a perfect time to talk about how we are transitioning into the new school year. Some of us might be freshmen, some of us might be new transfer students, and there's just so many different things about transitioning into college that you might not know about or that are challenging.
And that people don't really talk about. So, like,
Yeah.
we're here to talk about all of that with you guys because we relate to you guys.
Definitely. We are just students just like you guys. For me, one thing that's been extremely difficult, especially with a new job, which I don't know if any of you guys can relate, is managing a work-life balance, not just with,
Absolutely. Yeah.
with
Right?
homework and like finding time to like stop myself from just doing homework and take a break. I really try to like make sure I like get everything done on like this to-do list, but then sometimes I'm so hyper fixated on like crossing it off that I don't take time to like work out or like take a break and do stuff for me that like it stresses me out, and that stress is honestly worse for me than like not getting one little thing done, if that makes sense.
No, I definitely feel the same way. Like, while crossing those things off the list is so satisfying.
Yes.
It's like such a relief. But then, like, at the end of the day, you're like,
Wait, but
Wow.
what did I do for
Yeah.
me?
I
Like,
didn't, make a single meal for myself, or I didn't go outside. And it's like, oh,
gets away from you.
it does.
Yes. And it was like really difficult for me at the beginning of the year. I was just working and ho doing homework, and it ended up being that I needed to turn off notifications for my work emails so I wasn't looking at them when I was here. And that actually helped. And I have found that when I am at school, I need to be focused on school. But when I dedicate time that is specific to me, that needs to literally just be dedicated to working out or whatever it is that I need to do. And that's really helped. And that's kind of been a transition into college, into this year that's been new for me, because it's never really been that big of an issue for me, finding time to do things for me. But this year it has been. So I'm thankful I found that out now before I got into like a real like workforce where I know that work-life balance is a huge issue.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I also feel like time management is really
Oh, yes.
impactful on college life. Like also like technology is a huge problem. Like putting those devices away and focusing on homework
Yes.
and your academics is really important.
Oh, for sure. I get so distracted on my phone.
Like having a schedule really helps, but then like you get distracted and then the schedule gets like thrown out.
Yep.
Like then it's worse.
And it's
You're like,
worse.
ah.
Or like do you ever go like, oh, I'm gonna be on my phone for like 5 more minutes and then it's 10 more minutes and then it's an hour and it just spirals. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
you are right. It is,
All bad.
yes. Oh. But so another thing that some of us were mentioning about transitioning into college are some of the resources that we didn't even know about existed here at Grand Valley.
Yeah, when I started here, I started as a freshman here at Grand Valley, and I was overwhelmed. I didn't completely know what was going on. And it really wasn't until my second semester of my sophomore year that I started utilizing resources at Grand Valley, which, looking back is insane, but it is what it is. And I didn't know about a lot of them, so that was part of it. But yeah, so I just want to give you guys some of the resources that I really like, that some of the other peer eds really like, because there are so many of them. But one that really helped me and another parent was the Career Center.
Shout out to the
Shout out to the
Career
Career Center. She cleaned up my resume so
Center.
quick.
Yes.
I am so proud of my resume now. And it was so easy, like literally made an appointment. And this individual sat with me and helped me compile like this professional, concise resume. Like what?
Yeah, and if you're
So
looking,
nice.
especially like applying to grad school, a lot of grad school applications need a resume,
Yeah.
cover letters, CV, whatever it might be, and they have like specific career advisors for like even specific
They
graduate
do.
programs. So
They
it's like
literally do.
the amount of resources the Career Center has was mind-blowing to me. I was
Yeah.
like talking about it for like 5 minutes earlier. It's
No,
amazing.
it's such a good resource. So definitely highlighting that. Also, want to push you guys to go to office hours with your professors. I mean, I know it sounds scary. And I know it feels like you're taking up their time and they have so much to do, but I made a point to go to each one of my professors' office hours in the new year and just, get to know them, sit down with them. And they are people too. They teach because they're passionate about teaching and about their students. They truly are here to help you. And I really find office hours to be so incredibly helpful. So pushing that.
Yeah, and with the office hours, I get scared to go. I'm
Yeah.
like, what if this is just all
Weird.
awkward and
Yeah.
weird? I'm like, what are we like gonna sit there and talk about?
I
Like, I just
know.
feel weird.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just not gonna go then.
I
Like,
know. That was me freshman year.
but if
Freshman
in the end, it's those connections that are gonna help you. If
year.
you need a letter of recommendation, maybe you need advice, want to do research, like
Yeah.
it is those office hours, that one-on-one time with professors that might end up helping you in your future.
That absolutely does. I feel like it sets you apart from other students by a lot because I
Shows
just feel
that
like
you
most people
care.
don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Branching out from that, if you do happen to be, struggling a little bit, or maybe not struggling, but you just want some extra help, there's also lots of tutoring available. I wanted to focus specifically on psych friends. I am a psych major,
As
so
we
you know.
some of us are.
So, But site grants is not only for your courses, it's also for, you know, career-related stuff, even like volunteering and random things within the field. I feel like it's there to help you. So I personally have used site grants quite a few times and always had a really good experience. It also tones down, you know, the scariness of meeting with faculty. So there's that.
Yeah, as a psych friend, I was a psych friend last year. It just didn't fit in my schedule this year, but still highly recommend. It was extremely rewarding to see how helpful we could be to students, whether it was helping them with study strategies, helping them with time management, as Emma pointed out, helping them just like learn about different careers in the major of psychology. A lot of people don't know what you even need. So if you are a psych or a behavioral neuroscience major specifically, check it out. There are some great psych friends this year I know of.
Yeah, absolutely. I also wanted to talk about DSR. I have personally used DSR in the past for a few different things, and that really made a difference for me, just at college, having that extra support, just was really helpful in a lot of my classes. So I do want to tell you guys, use DSR. They are there to help you, as well as the LGBT Resource Center. They have a lot of really cool events and clubs this year that you should absolutely check out. We also recently found out that the Reckon Wellness Center offers free wellness coaching for students, and they have lots of sexual health services, including STI testing, free condoms, and other resources, which is really exciting. And finally, our
Yes.
favorite resource, the Counseling Center.
Yes.
Absolutely check out the Counseling Center. We have so many resources here to help you, from individual counseling to group counseling to self-help. We truly have it all here. So check
And
us out.
if you guys ever hear about us or see us on campus, feel free to stop by and talk to us. We would be more than happy to chat with you about the counseling center or anything. We talk all
We talk.
the time.
Even just to say
Yep.
hey.
Yes. So now that you kind of know about some resources, there's a lot more to transitioning into college that was a little hard to get adjusted to, especially being a freshman for me was learning about the different ways of transportation. I don't know if anyone has
Yeah.
anything to add about
So
that.
going to college for me, I was a transfer student. So I didn't know a lot like the transportation, like because some students, I don't have a car here on campus. So those who don't have a car, you can just hop on the Laker line, just show them your ID and just hop on the bus. You can go to Myers, go to, we have downtown class. There's a stop by Jumbo Zoo if you ever want to visit.
Yes, I think that's so important too. Like, more than just getting to class, like, if you don't have a car, like, you can go with your friends to the zoo downtown, and the Laker line will take you there for free. Just don't forget your ID, because, yeah.
But it also goes to Bitter End, and I cannot talk of Bitter End enough.
Is that a coffee shop?
It's a
Yeah.
cafe open 24
How is their coffee?
hours. So good, and they have so many drink options that aren't just like coffee and tea. So I
Ooh.
truly clocked a lot of hours at that cafe. I'm not recommending enough, and the bus takes you right to one. So.
That's perfect. I'm always looking for my good coffee.
Me too.
You can also go downtown Grand Rapids and explore the area. There's
Yeah.
I
so
love.
many restaurants and
Yeah.
shops, and there's concerts down there.
Absolutely.
I love Grand Rapids,
Me
honestly.
too.
We're so fortunate to like be able to do
No.
that. Like,
Freshman year, I didn't go downtown once until literally April.
What?
It's
That's
I
crazy.
didn't go down there one
Never
time.
done
I was
that.
always
I just
stressed to drive. Like,
no.
I always hear about people complaining
Take
about
the
it. I
Laker
only
line.
know
You don't have to drive. Take the Laker
Laker
line. But yeah, so there's a lot that you can do that, like, without even knowing about the transportation, you're already like not knowing about how you can transition into college in a different way by exploring different areas of where Grand Valley's even at. There's even a whole campus down there, and it's so pretty. I don't know if you guys have seen the Pew campus,
It
but
is
I
so
love
pretty.
DeVos, and it's so pretty. I always love going down there. But with that, a last topic I kind of think it's important to hit about in transitioning into college is Of course, the feeling homesick and the change from living with constant reassurance from your parents to going completely independent. That is definitely a huge change that a lot of us did not expect or anticipate being a struggle, going into college.
Yeah, growing up, I've always been such a homebody. Like, I'd rather be at home. Like, don't really hang out with friends. Just rather be at home with my parents and my dog, honestly, watching some Netflix. Like, and that was like enough for me. It was completely fine. Like, that's what I liked doing on my free time. But, like, I didn't realize how hard it would be to leave, like, my mom and my sister especially. Like, I knew it would be hard to leave my dog because, like, I can't talk to my dog on the phone. Like, the dog's not gonna talk back.
Oh.
Like, my dog is literally like my little baby, and like I knew it was gonna be hard to leave her, but like I didn't understand how hard it would be to leave my sister and my mom. They're definitely the biggest support systems that I have, and they would literally do anything for me. So then, like, coming here and like being all on my own, of course, I can talk to them on the phone, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't like, let me go bother my sister in her room real quick. Like, let me go fight with her about nothing real quick. Like, it's not that. You can't call her on the phone and start arguing with her because she's gonna be so confused.
I think it just shows that like you have a greater appreciation for when you do go home, and kind of what I've learned is like make time to talk, even just on the phone with like your family at home, and even like your really special friends that you've made from high school, or maybe like I don't know if you have like childhood friends that you've grown up with. It's really important to remain and like connect with those relationships, because that is how I've personally gotten through that, because I know it's hard. It was hard for me to transition. My first semester of college was extremely difficult for me because I was so used to just like having my mom come home and she's like, dinner. And then I was
Like,
like, yep. And now I'm like, oh, like there's no dinner. And oh,
there's no dinner.
there's no
There's
dinner.
no dinner.
There's no
Yeah.
dinner. Like
Yeah.
I had to cook it.
No,
So.
but what really helped me is like I found that I really like clung on to my roommates like as my support system because like I didn't really make as many friends freshman year.
Yeah, I really had the expectation starting college that I would have all these friends and it would be so easy to just like
Hang
meet
out.
people and hang out,
Like
and
people are
people are
everywhere.
just
Yeah,
everywhere. And
infestation.
that was not my experience. And it was really hard for me. I felt like I was failing as a college student because I didn't, have all these friends and this huge friend group. And so I just want to normalize that for any of you that maybe are struggling with making friends because it's not as easy as a lot of people said it would be.
And it's like
Yeah.
almost a false expectation that you come to college and it's just going to be a piece of cake to find your groove and everything's going to be super easy and college is the best time, because honestly, you're still finding yourself and it's hard.
Absolutely. And
It's,
same with other people. They're still figuring out who they are too.
it is. So that's why it's even more important to like cling, not cling on, but make sure you appreciate and make time for family and loved ones back at home too, to make sure you check in with them and let them know what's going on
For
too.
sure.
I feel like you also have to adjust to like a new environment and new living situation. So for me, I was transferring and I went in blind for like I didn't know anybody.
I went in blind too.
Wow. Okay.
How was that?
Crazy.
Yeah, was that, were you nervous?
It was nerve-wracking and I was scared. It was hard, but like just kind of talk to them, because we're like
They're all the
everybody's
same
still
way.
new, so like we just want to meet people.
In the end, everyone wants to meet people. You're all in the same boat, all trying to make a new life. And just be kind to everyone, honestly.
Never know what someone's going through.
Exactly.
And if you ever need more support,
Yes.
hit up the counseling
Of
center. Yes,
course.
yes,
here to
yes.
help.
But now that we have kind of talked about some ways that transitioning into college wasn't exactly how we expected, and kind of showed how there's different solutions and ways that we can adapt to this new atmosphere, I wanted to introduce to you guys this new series that we are going to do at the end of each of our podcast episodes this season. Yay. It is going to be mindfulness, just mindfulness. I don't know what I was going to go with that.
No,
but
like mindfulness in daily lives.
Yeah, I feel like it's important to practice something that gets your mind off of whatever might be stressing you out. So I just thought it'd be cool for each of us, each podcast episode, to share how we've been practicing mindfulness, whether it's every day, what you've done for the week. So this week for me, it was my birthday a couple of days ago. So someone got me this journal, and it was like this intentionally journaling, prompt journaling. And I was never like super into it, but I was like, I'm going to give it a try. Like, I've been stressed out lately. I know I have been. And it really helped me, like, fleshing out like what I've been feeling, how my emotions have been. It really helped me, and it's been kind of like a de-stressor, especially because I do it right before bed.
Oh,
and it's
so
like
nice.
Not on my phone right before bed. I put my phone away. So that's just kind of like my mindfulness. I wish it was Monday so I could say my mindfulness Monday, but it's not. It's just my way of practicing mindfulness for the week. So
I wish I was able to do that, but that's just like not who I am. It's not, I don't know, but everybody's different. So for me, mindfulness this week has honestly been just hanging out with my roommates. Yes. We're working on this painting project.
Oh, wow.
So like, it's so awesome. Like, we all put our phones away and we're just
so
sitting
cool.
there. It's like a kid in like elementary school, literally just at home painting. That's what it feels like. We all put our phones away. We like all go silent because we're so focused.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn on Grey's Anatomy and listen to it. And like, we're just all like with each other.
So
it's like different than just all sitting with each other
mm-hmm.
on their phones.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for me, I don't know if any of you guys have been to the Grand Ravines, but
I love it.
Same. I have a dog, so
what's your dog's name?
Sequoia.
Sequoia.
She's a little chocolate lab,
little angel.
But because of her, I started going to the ravines and walking, and since like freshman year, and I still do it like every day. And so
mm-hmm.
the ravines. It's really become a very healing place for me because I
Aww.
Allow myself to have that time and not worry about school and not worry about my future and
mm-hmm.
just truly be present and aware of what's going on and, you know, like thankful for what's happening. So that's been a really transformative habit, I would say.
Yeah,
for
that's
me.
So nice.
I do love that.
It's amazing.
To what Lexi said, I also love going to the ravines, like just taking all that nature in
mm-hmm.
and going outside and all that fresh air. And also just like walking around the campus, like this time of year, like
yeah.
seeing all the leaves change color.
And it's like
just
not
so,
too hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not too cold.
Yeah.
It's just so pretty.
Yes. Perfect. Well, all right, guys. I'm so glad that we could talk to you guys about the beginning of college and that we can introduce some new peer eds and I could be back with you guys. I hope to talk to you guys soon. And if you see any of us on campus, feel free to stop by and hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And we will talk to you guys later.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.